This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Chip Brown from Horns 247.com, and I think he's got a radio show as well on the Texas Sports Unfiltered app and YouTube. Chip, first off, thanks for joining us. Glad to have you.
Hey, good to be here.
But secondly, I think we have to just go ahead and hit it right off the bat. The Arch Manning parade will roll through here today, and I know he's a Manning, but man, he has been crowned already. I mean, I said this, and I just want to say, I said this, we were talking about the Cy Young Award for the National League, and I said, Paul Skenes got the award before the season started. He just had to do something to lose it, and he's not. That literally is what I feel about the Heisman Trophy right now with Arch Manning.
I mean, there's no question he's from the first family of football. And I was talking to David Cutcliffe yesterday, who's now, of course, working, you know, he's a special assistant to the SEC commissioner. And he coached Peyton at Tennessee. He coached Eli at Ole Miss. And he said, there's never been a young quarterback with more pressure on his shoulders than Arch Manning. And I think he's right. And the interesting thing is he told Arch, hey, be the best teammate you can be, and remember, you don't work football, you play football, have fun. We'll see if he can do it. I mean, he's got the right makeup. In talking to him, and I think everyone will see today when the 20-deep throng is around him, that he's in on the joke. You know, he's like, I don't get this. I don't know why y'all are here mobbing me. I haven't done anything. And I think he's eager to do something, and I think he understands what's on his shoulders, what's around him. But I think he does a good job of putting the blinders on and making it about his team and his teammates. And now we'll see if the offensive line is good enough, if the running game is good enough, because his best friend right now is going to be the running game.
Yeah.
And he can throw the deep ball. We saw that last year. Hell, he had two touchdowns before Quinn Ewers could get out of the medical tent when he got hurt in that UTSA game. So the kid wants it. We'll see if he's got it with his teammates this year. It'll be fun to watch, though.
Yeah, I'm fascinated by this, Chip, because there is so much focus on Arch Manning, and I understand why from his perspective. But when I look at this Texas team, when I look at the year this year, it's not about what level Arch is going to perform at. I have questions along both lines that you're just replacing a lot. And you look at the guys that just went into the NFL draft at the receiver, at playmaker. I think the question for me isn't about Arch. It's about the guys supporting him, because if they're not good enough, he can only do so much.
Yeah, he's got to raise the level. of everyone's play on the offense. And, you know, the interesting thing is you got four new starters on the offensive line, but a bunch of those guys have been practicing with Arch on the second team for the last 2 years. So, you know, that's not saying a lot, but I think on the defensive line, you've got the best edge room in the country. Colin Simmons, you know, Trey Moore, Ethan Burke, and then you throw in Anthony Hill, who had eight sacks yeah. from the linebacker position. These guys should be able to get at, after the passer. So they brought in five, you know, transfer defensive tackles. That's the big question mark. If they can stop the run the way they have the last 2 years, you don't want to be in third and long against these guys because Colin Simmons is going to get there.
It is Chip Brown visiting with the Morning Shift live from SEC Media Days at the College Football Hall of Fame. Chip, how does a young kid like Arch, 21, how does he keep himself grounded and his mind right with all this hoopla going on around him?
Well, brother, I don't know how many people know this, but his younger brother, Hyde, is a freshman at Texas. Hyde was his center at Isidore Newman High School in New Orleans, but he was like, I'm not playing football. So he goes to Texas, and he joins a fraternity. He's having the time of his life. I mean, that's what he told me. He said, listen, I'm Arch Manning's younger brother, so I'm having the time of my life. And I think he gives Arch a feel of regular college life because he can cross over and go to the fraternity house, have some fun, and kind of step away from football for a second. I mean, Hyde said, we just talk about girls when we're together, you know? So I think he's got a really good support system. I mean, between Steve Sarkisian and the coaching staff, and then his brother right there on campus, because he can't go anywhere, you know? But and he says he can. Like, he can go to South Austin, some of the more eclectic areas of Austin where people aren't thinking football all the time. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times he is recognized. So it's a lot, but he says, you know what, it's part of it, and I signed up for it.
Chip Brown from Horns 24/7 joining us here on the Morning Shift Sports Radio 99 The Game, live from SEC Media Days. All right, what about Sark? Because, you know, Sarkisian, I think he's done a good job there. But we've seen Texas before where the big money gets antsy. It's a different era in college football with the NIL. If they don't complete the goal this year, and obviously, if I'm not mistaken, they have another year of Arch. Their big boosters aren't going to get antsy and be like, you know what, on to the next. Because, like, and I'm not trying to throw shade, but there was a time in Texas football where they basically got almost too big for their britches. I know the money in that program, the Longhorn Network became an albatross around every coach's neck, but they're not going to jump the gun here, right?
Right. I mean, you're right. For, what, 10 to 15 years, Texas was the program that did less with more. And I think when you look at what Steve Sarkisian's done, the reason he got the job is because he had such a clear plan. Like, they wanted him to match wits with Lincoln Riley, and he came in and said, no, you got to build this thing like an SEC program. He didn't even know Texas was considering the SEC at that time. That was music to their ears because they knew, the president knew, and he's done that. They've gotten bigger on the inside, the trenches. They're faster on the outside. The quarterback play, Sarkisian, draws them in. Receivers want to play in his offense. And so they got to figure out how to get into the end zone on first and goal from the one.
Yeah.
Because that has haunted them the last 2 years. They lost the OU game 2 years ago because of it. Had first and goal from the one, couldn't get in. And Ohio State, you know, you're trying to tie the game with 3 minutes left. First and goal from the one. You don't get in, and they strip sack and take it, you know, 83 yards for the game-clinching touchdown. That's how close they were. So it's, you know, Sarkisian's plan has been really good. He's got consistency and continuity on the coaching staff. He's the offensive play caller. He's had Pete Kwiatkowski as the defensive coordinator for going into his fifth year. Jeff Banks, special teams coordinator, going into his fifth year. That's hard to find these days. Like, he's got a defensive coordinator that doesn't want to become a head coach. So, and he's brought in all kinds of analysts and support. You know, he had Gary Patterson, then he had Paul Christ, and now he's got Neil Brown. So coaches want to come when they get fired and they have their buyout money, want to come to Texas to see how Texas is doing things, how they're recruiting, how they're, you know, practicing and all those.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, it does. Nick Saban, he took really good notes. He took really good notes, and it's interesting. I mean, to me, Sarkisian has it going right now. The only way he can screw it up is if he does something to screw it up. And right now, that train is rolling. I tell Texas fans all the time, you better enjoy this while you got it, because they have alignment right now. They have an athletic director who's the best in the country, in Chris Del Conte. They have an administration that supports athletics. And then, you know, Sarkisian's making the right decisions in the recruiting process, the transfer portal. Look, they have a chance this year, and now we'll see. I mean, you get Ohio State week one, you're going to know exactly what this team's about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that game, and I want you to serve as like a conduit from the fan base, the Longhorn fan base, to us here in Atlanta. Are they viewing, because of the playoff situation, the format, and how many teams are getting in, are they viewing this game week one against Ohio State as like, we have to win it? Or is it one of those situations where it's kind of, you always want to win it, but it's one of those like, hey, we know we've got a little bit of leash here to drop one. I mean, Ohio State's a tough team.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys are too. And it's just one, you're on the road. I think we've seen forgiveness from the committee for a game like this traveling on the road. Is the mindset still must win like it would have been if it were a 14 playoff or the old BCS era?
Well,
or do you kind of understand that you can lose it, just don't look terrible?
I think you've got so many guys returning who had the worst taste in their mouth of all time, especially on defense. Like Michael Taff, I don't know, his video went viral in the tunnel. He's screaming, you know, like, no. And, you know, he thought they were going to win the national championship, and he came back because they didn't. I think, you know, Anthony Hill, no one, he's going to be here today, Anthony Hill Jr. He was the best linebacker in the country last year. He wasn't even a finalist for the Butkus Award. 16.5 tackles for loss, 8 sacks. The guy's a tackling machine. That guy wants to win because he feels like they played well enough to beat Ohio State last year. So it's really if the defense is going to carry this team. The offense is going to have to find their rhythm. You know, Ryan Wingo, he was in the same conversation with Jeremiah Smith and Ryan Williams. It was those three receivers coming out. He's got to step up and play like those guys. And, you know, they picked up a really big-time tight end in Jack Enderes from Cal. He and Max Clare were the top two transfer tight ends. Clare went to Ohio State. You know, Enderes comes to Texas. So I think he's got weapons. I think the running game is going to be solid. We don't know if it's going to be special yet. And Arch is going to have to be special. So they want this win because they got that close last year. And they have the longest winning streak in true road games right now in the country with 11. And that includes going to Alabama in 2023 and winning, going to Michigan last year, defending national champs and winning, and now going to Ohio State, the defending national champs. It's going to put that winning streak on the line.
Yeah, and it's going to be tested later in the year, too, going to Athens, right?
Florida.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You're not buying the Gators.
Well, I'm a Gator fan, so I actually, that's their whole season, really, to me, is on DJ Lagway's health. Because that's a guy that wasn't healthy for Texas game, and that was a huge difference. I think Napier's done what he needs to do. It's just taken him a while. But that's Florida, you got to get the money in there, which we've seen schools. What do you think about where we are with – and I know you got to get out here in a couple minutes. We're with Chip Brown, Horns 24-7. But the landscape with the playoff – and the 9 games for the SEC, because they seemingly are going to go hand in hand, right, from what Sankey said. What is the thoughts there at Texas with Sarkisian and maybe some of the big money there about the 5, what is it, the 5-11, and then the 9th game?
They want the 9th game because they have their annual rivalry with Oklahoma, and it counts every other year as a home game, but it's in the Cotton Bowl in Dallas. So they want the 9th game. And I think they support the 5-11. And, you know, Sankey obviously wants assurances from the selection committee that, you know, if they go to a 9th game, they're not going to get penalized. That everyone recognizes with all of his metrics and everything that, by God, and he said it yesterday, no one wants to swap schedules with us. No one, you know, just recognize that we're the best. We're the toughest. And I'm sure that rubs everyone in the Big Ten just right, you know. Yeah. But, Texas is on board with the 9th game and the 5-11.
Okay. Yeah, it's just interesting. I know it's seemingly that there's every coach kind of almost beats by his own.
Yeah, half the league doesn't want the 9th game because they're just trying to get bowl eligible. And then the other half of the league is like, okay, if we're going to, you know, beat each other up and – we pick up a couple losses, maybe 3. Like last year you had South Carolina, Ole Miss, sitting there right on the lip of the cup, Alabama, right on the lip of the cup. Are we going to get punished? Or are you going to let Indiana in? You're going to let SMU in? And so, no offense to those schools. But
no. Well, I think they showed their worth in the playoff. It wasn't much, right?
Wasn't much.
Yeah. So, all right, it's Chip Brown. Chip, thanks so much for joining us.
Appreciate y'all.
Enjoy Atlanta.
Enjoy Arch Madness.
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.